Real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700, The Champ.
Good afternoon. Welcome in once again. The Drive on 1700, The Champ with you as Trent Condon and Wolfgang talk the world of sports with you for the next 2 hours. As always, plenty to get into here this afternoon. As we get you home, we'll get things going at 4:20 today. Gary Dolphin, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, will stop by as Iowa prepares for yet another road trip for the fourth time in 5 weeks. The Hawkeyes are on the road. This time, a trip to West Lafayette in Purdue. Last time the Boilermakers at home, all they did was kick the crap out of Ohio State. Now the Hawkeyes will be the next team to go into Snake Pit? Probably not. We'll talk about that and much more coming up with Gary Dolphin. We go from the voice of the Hawkeyes to the voice of the Cyclones. John Walters then will join us at 4:40 this afternoon. We'll talk to JW about what's happened with Iowa State showing up in the college football playoff rankings for the first time in program history and a whole lot more there. Then in the 5 o'clock hour, Scott Phillips will be here. Plenty to get into with college basketball. We'll talk Big Ten, Big 12. We'll get into the national scene, FBI investigation, what's next, and a whole lot more coming up with NBC Sports, Scott Phillips. Wolfgang, what's happening, buddy?
What's up? How are you, Trent Condon?
I can't complain. I mean, if I did, nobody would care. I'm just sitting here talking sports.
That doesn't stink at all. That doesn't stink, and it does not stink to have on Dolph, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, and John Walters, not J-O-N like I thought. It's J-O-H-N. I almost tweeted. I told you. I was like, I better look this up because that's disrespectful. But we're going to have both the voices of the Cyclones and Hawkeyes. Dolph at 4:20, man. This is going to be cool, man. Because this is, again, I'm not going to let this go. I'm big on this, Trent, right now. This could be, it has a potential to be, will it be, I don't know, the greatest season in Iowa State's history when you combine both teams, the passion, what they're playing for, great bowl games, Big 10, Big 12 title. I don't think that's a stretch. I don't think that's any sort of trolling at all. I think that's literally the truth.
What would be the greatest season? The greatest combined season all time?
2002?
I don't think that one exactly lives in lore for Cyclone fans.
You told me I threw it out there. You hate when I don't answer you, so I threw that just right out there real quick.
Would they finish 7-6 that year?
They're really good there in between. Like Iowa State was really good there in between the year, and then they kind of struggled, right?
They fell apart late.
So
they lost to UConn, who had just become a 1A program.
Being a cluster. Yeah.
At the end of the season, their bowl destination was Boise in December. Always beautiful, I know, but I don't think that's one that I don't think Cyclone Jerry's bouncing his grandkids on his knee talking about.
No, I've never been to Boise. Bruce Willis, who I think is the pimpiest of all pimps, lives there.
All right.
I hear it's great. There's like movie stars that go actually to Idaho. They love the place.
Okay.
Why are you bashing it?
I'm just saying Boise
is. To all our Idaho fans, I want to apologize for Trent Condon right now. I mean, that's a rude.
Is that where you want to go in December? I mean, what are you thinking about warm weather destinations and getting out of the cold Iowa winter? I will send you to Boise.
Yankee Stadium.
Beautiful this time of year, right? don't you have to be a little bit better than that? I get it. Boise might be a great town. Jimmy B has sung its praises. If I'm looking for somewhere warm.
Oh, yes. Okay, so he agrees. He's actually been there.
Yes.
I haven't been there. Yeah. I'm just going by movie stars that make a lot of money that could go anywhere in the world and they decide to live there. Okay, that's weird.
Bruce Willis. What did you call him?
The pimpiest of all pimps.
What does that mean?
He's just a guy. Do you ever look at a dude and you go, yeah, he's cooler than I am? Pretty much, I look at everybody like that.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
I don't know about you. Maybe you don't.
No.
I'm pretty much, everybody's cooler than I am. But I look at Bruce Willis back in the day when he was doing Die Hard. Are you joking right now?
That's 30 years ago.
I'm not talking at 70. I just like.
Back then.
Bruce Willis.
You have a man crush on Bruce Willis.
I have a man crush, yes, on Die Hard. I love that movie. And if you don't, please say it right now over the airwaves. I dare you.
A Christmas movie, right?
You won't even admit. You don't like it, I can tell.
It's fine.
Wow.
It's fine.
Yeah, we got different tastes, and that's okay.
It is okay.
People need to be wrong, and people need to be really, really right. And
we're not here to talk about movies, though. You can go down the dial and find that garbage. We're here to talk about sports, and let's get into it. So we're looking at maybe the best combined season of all time. We're certainly on that path. It's a question that we've bandied about a little bit this week. Which team has a better chance of running the table and getting to the conference championship game. For Iowa State this week, it is Kansas. And normally, there have been times where there's concerns with Kansas. They've lost to bad Kansas teams. They've lost to average and good Kansas teams, though there haven't been very many good ones, certainly as of late. Is Kansas what they did last week to TCU just a mirage? Was it a perfect set of circumstances for them? TCU coming in banged up, didn't have a quarterback, lost season. You know, they had expectations certainly a lot higher than playing for a bowl trip to Boise. Is it that? Or is Kansas making real strides here that at the very least you can't expect Iowa State to just roll out of bed and get the victory against the Jayhawks?
Iowa State better not think like that. They better not think they can roll out and beat anybody. They're not there yet. Matt Campbell knows they're not there yet. He has a bigger plan than this, being number 24 in the first poll that comes out that actually means something. Matt Campbell has higher hopes than that. I would hope Cyclone fans do, and anybody that is in the state of Iowa has higher hopes than that. But it's pretty cool right now. This is pretty awesome watching. And Kansas, again, Trent, you may not like this about me, but I like to watch teams that matter. Iowa and Iowa State matter.
Yes, they do.
The
yes,
Big Ten, do. Big 12 matter. I have not seen Kansas. So if you don't like when I'm honest like this, how would I ever, and I want to talk about when we bet and stuff like that, Trent, because I said I think we should bet on that. Let me rephrase that. I think we should give our picks on that. Now, I gave $300 last week to the Iowa game, right?
You did, and luckily for you, you got it at 6.5.
Yes, and I did, and so it'll be every day.
If you would have bet it on Saturday, you would have lost your bet.
Well, every Friday, it'll be 11 or to 12 to noon, so everybody knows you can look at the line, and I will do my shopping then. But what I'm saying
is, I'm working during that time.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? If you don't trust me, I can't help you.
This is what you should do. Come in with your picks, and we'll look, as we're making them, we'll look at what the line currently is. That's the way to do it.
I know, but I kind of like to, if you want me to tweet you.
If a half point is going to change.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
Then you're not doing it right.
Well, who's not doing it right, sir?
Oh, somebody's up $800.
Yeah.
And look at them. 800 fake dollars, by the way.
What do you mean I'm not doing it
that's
right?
Not even gonna
that
get
took, you know what's right over there.
That's not even going to get a cup of coffee because it's fake money.
Gosh,
somebody here
Trent.
Bets real money. Somebody else bets Monopoly money. I'll let you be the judge of who that is.
I'm not doubting that. But what I will tell you, and I will be honest this, and I will, if you want me to give you my picks, I kind of like it fresh so you don't know what I'm going to pick. You know what I mean? If you don't like that, fine. I'll just tell you what I'm going to pick at 11 a.m.
It's not that. It's not that. I just think we should give out what the point spread is currently. Not when you shopped. You tried to get Iowa
well,
earlier this
no
week.
There's no planning. Then I have to do it off the cuff.
Yeah.
So there's a little planning when I'm doing this
well,
at
you
11
have
a.m.
Your pick. You have them there. And then when you come in, and if suddenly the line
this
has changed, if the
is...
line has changed in 5 hours, which it rarely will, but if it's changed that much where all of a sudden your pick, you know, I really liked them laying 4.5, but now they're laying 5, I can't pick that anymore.
I don't gamble the same way you do. I like the closer lines. I can't do the 14, 15, 17. Now, maybe at some point I'll feel comfortable with Oklahoma and other teams that I know that will just put the, the foot. But it's going to take me some time with that. I like the point spreads that are close. That's just me. That's stupid probably because you see, I'm guessing, a whole bunch of opportunity in the big lines. Give me a second. I'll get there. But right now I stick with the close lines, and I'm basically picking the winner.
Who you think's going to win?
Yeah.
So a half point and something tight.
It means something to me.
It does. It does. But you're giving fake lines. you've been listening to Miller and Dace too much. That's all
no.
I tell. They love to give out fake lines, and Dace beats his chest. And I'm 31-6. Well, yeah. I mean, if I could move the line 3 or 4 points every game, I'd be 31-6 every week too, Dace.
11-12.
I love you, Steve.
On Friday. Yeah. Dace, please come on next week. I'm on my own. So 11-12. That's you look it up, folks. I got 6 Vegas Insider. It's really cool, Trent, because you've kind of taught me about this. You buy. You go for the best line. I'm telling you, it's going to be 11-12.
Mm-hmm.
I'll screenshot it, whatever I got to do. If you want me to just tell you the picks I'm going to pick at 11, I'd rather you not know them, but I'll tell you what game I'm betting on, and whatever. But whatever you want me to do, man. But I think that's pretty easy.
I just like getting you riled
up. You did it, man. Thanks, John Miller. Jeez.
So right as we were finishing up the program yesterday, in fact, I was getting ready as, I don't know, 5:58. I look at my phone, I get a tweet from somebody. Hey, did you see this? DJ Durkin, as we're on the air and finishing up the program yesterday, we're talking about God knows what, NBA or something stupid, or Maction. And all of a sudden, DJ Durkin was fired. We missed it. We missed it. That's bad work out of us. But now we have a chance to respond today. Yesterday, you heard my diatribe as I went off on the University of Maryland. Just a few hours later, they made the right show. So Dr. Lowe came out, made the decision, even without the approval of the Board of Regents, to fire DJ Durkin. They got it right. They got it right. A bad look, though, still for Maryland. A bad look again for the Big Ten. Your takeaway after the news from last night?
Well, we were talking, and there are people that are way smarter than both you and I, right? Okay, and I'm not going to speak for you in terms of what you thought they should do. I'll let you do that. I said it on air. You were asking over-under on how long it's going to take them to fire him, and I think I said, even if you give me 30 seconds, I'm taking up the under.
It was pretty dang close.
Pretty something close to that.
It was about 30 minutes, actually.
So I don't have like an 8-year degree or anything like that. You know, I went to college, but I'm not really that smart. But there's people that are a lot smarter than I am that don't understand how people are going to react to certain things. And you didn't see that's how that was going to go. That was obvious to me how that was going to go. It doesn't mean the coach is the worst human being in the history of the world. The fact that he wasn't overseeing his strength and conditioning coach and blah, blah, blah. There's been 30 deaths, I guess, 30-ish since 2000 with people dying of that stuff, which is just crazy. I mean, that's ridiculous, man. What a stupid way to go, really. Isn't that stupid? It's just stupid. But I saw that this was going to happen, and whether it's fake reports or real reports, and now they're talking about the ESPN reports about 2, 3, 4, 5 of the people actually leaving may or may not have been true. Well, it swayed me. So if that's all it took, then that's kind of obvious because there's going to be that splinter in that locker room. Can you imagine that, Trent? This isn't like who should start, CJB or Rudock. This is like, do I believe in my coach that recruited me or is he a jerk? Do I believe in my coach that recruited me and believe in what he's going to do or did he kill my friend?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I mean, seriously.
Much more divisive, certainly, that can come out of that.
And I'm not saying there was... You know what I mean? So they don't. Anyway, it's very hard. We talked a little bit about that with how things have changed over the years. Back in the day, they wouldn't give you water, Trent. We talked about that over at G-Migs yesterday. Certain things where it was okay to puke back in the day after Thanksgiving or winter break or Christmas or whatever, Hanukkah, whatever. And the coaches would kind of wink at each other and smile. And that was okay back then. It's not okay anymore. So maybe the NCAA just needs to come together and talk to everyone and go, what was okay back then isn't okay now. Some of the things what we come up with now I think are better. Some of it is not, quite frankly. Just because it's newer doesn't mean it's better, but just because, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
But you do grow as a human race, and you get better thoughts on certain types of stuff like that. But I saw that coming a mile away. I said it live. I said, give me 30 seconds. I think they'll figure that out. When people, you saw that students were going to protest. You knew that was going to happen. You knew that. Like the kids were going to be all over the place. Like, well, I like my coach, but did they kill my friend? I just think it was obvious. And I said that, Trent.
The right decision was made, no doubt. And Maryland will move on from this. Matt Canada will go back to the interim coach here for the remainder of the season, and we'll see from there. And a difficult job, maybe even got more difficult with the results and what happened certainly over the summer and into throughout this football season. We need a break. We're going to get into something a little bit better. We're going to be talking Hawkeyes with the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin. That's next. And later this hour, the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters, he's going to join us. Coming up as we continue on, it's The Drive on 1700 The Champ.
1700 The Champ with the DA Show. Every weekday from 8 to 11 a.m. Damon Emma DeLora keeping it real. With a twist.
It's green, moron.
Come on, move it, you clowns.
1700, The Champ. Right now, traffic.
Right now, we are running with accident-free conditions. No big issues or delays to report on. Things are looking pretty good out there in the metro. Drive safe, Des Moines, and have a great evening.
This report is sponsored by Ace. It's the Ace 20% off bag sale. Save 20% on almost anything that fits inside the bag. With big savings on gifts from the best brands, getting ready for the holidays has never been easier. This Saturday and Sunday only at Ace. For Ace Rewards members only, see participating stores for details.
Touchdown!
Don't miss out on tailgates and touchdowns because your car's broke down.
Instead, call an audible by calling Absolute Auto Repair, where we offer free loaner cars while yours is in the shop. At Absolute Auto Repair in Urbandale, we get that when your car breaks down, your life is interrupted. That's why we offer loaner cars to keep your busy life moving. Absolute Auto Repair in Urbandale on Hickman Road near Cobblestone Theater. Google Absolute Auto Repair Urbandale. Absolute Auto Repair is a proud supporter of high school football.
Touchdown, Absolute Auto Repair.
When you choose Ankeny Towing for your 24-hour towing and roadside assistance needs, you'll get the fast service you need from their courteous and reliable team. From towing for cars and motorcycles to accident recovery, jump starts, lockouts, fuel delivery, tire changes, and more, you'll get superior service from Ankeny Towing. Ankeny Towing is the preferred towing provider for most insurance companies. They're on call 24/7. Program 515-964-9816 into your phone now for Ankeny Towing. That's 515-964-9816. 9816. Ankeny Towing, your reliable towing.
The holidays are coming, and the tools and the savings that come with them are already here at the Home Depot. If someone on your Christmas list would like some new tools from top brands like Milwaukee, Ryobi, DeWalt, Makita, Husky, or Ridgid, make their wish come true and do it with savings that stretch your holiday shopping even further. This is how you gear up for Christmas. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
For nearly 40 years, Amanda the Panda, a program of Every Step Grief and Loss Services, has offered the most comprehensive and ongoing grief support services for children, teens, adults, and families struggling with the death of a loved one in the state of Iowa. From Camp Amanda the Panda to grief support groups and fun days, the local nonprofit is here to help families find hope and healing. For more information on Amanda the Panda programs, visit everystep.org/griefandloss or call 515-223-HUGS.
This year, it's our year.
No, no, no. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, the largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. HeartlandFlags.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Vehicle advertising print wraps can be seen tens of thousands of times a day. If you want to increase your advertising footprint with the full or partial vinyl print wrap on your business vehicle, go to CompleteAutoWraps.com. Complete Auto Wraps also specializes in full color change color wraps. Change the color of your vehicle or add a customized look with a print wrap to your vehicle, motorcycle, or boat. Don't pay big dealership or national sign chain prices when you can get yours installed by a professional trained and certified installer. Contact Corby for more information or a free estimate at CompleteAutoWraps.com.
You're invited to experience great customer service and incredible deals at Billion Buick GMC in Clive. Our reviews say it all.
I didn't feel pressured. It was a very smooth process.
Our salesman came in on his day off. Now that's going above and beyond.
People also appreciate the huge inventory, including the incredible all-new 2019 GMC Sierra. You're invited to Billion Buick GMC in Clive or BillionAuto.com/GMC. We are professional grade.
Beep, beep, Billion for all your auto needs.
The Drive with Wolfgang and Trent Condon. Real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 The Champ.
Back with you on a Thursday edition. It's The Drive on 1700. The Champ, Trenton Wolfgang with you, getting you home here. Joining us right now, we got both the voices coming up this hour. A little bit later on, it'll be John Walters for Iowa State. Right now, we have Gary Dolphin, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, as he joins us here today. Dolph, what's happening?
Well, I'm glad you got me on first. There wouldn't be any room for me to talk with all the exciting stuff around the Iowa State program. Walters would hog all the damn hour, but no, I'm and why not? It's good that both teams are playing well. The Hawks stumbled last week, but Other than that, I'm doing good, guys, and looking forward to the trip to West Lafayette here tomorrow.
4 out of 5 games on the road. One of the more odd schedules I can remember for Iowa. 4 straight to begin the year at home. Now this long sojourn. Do you think it's making any impact? I mean, in the back end of this now, you've seen this team. It started off very well. Last week, the disappointing loss. Physically, I know we're talking 18 to 22-year-old kids, but this many road trips in a 5-week stretch, can it make any impact? Has it made an impact in your mind?
No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I think it's made an impact, but a favorable one, Trent, because, and I bring that up because of the 4 home games in September. Entering the year, there were real question marks again at wide receiver. There were real question marks at the running back. I mean, Ivory Kelly was essentially brand new, didn't play a lot last year. Nobody knew who Mekhi Sargent was, and Torrin Young hadn't played. Nobody knew how good the offensive line was going to be, particularly the 3 guys in the middle. I speak of Reynolds and Regan, Keegan Render, Dalton Ferguson, and Cole Banwert. They alternated that one guard spot. And nobody knew how good, if at all, the linebackers would be. I mean, we thought they were pretty good players. Obviously, Iowa recruits well. So I think the month of September, those 4 home games really seasoned those particular position groups and gave them a ton of confidence. Now, it wasn't easy, 13-3 over the Cyclones, who are obviously playing at a high level right now offensively. But I think Iowa's defense has been legit from day one, and I think it's proven it week in, week out. So, and you had Wisconsin at home for your first Big Ten, your Big Ten opener, and you know, all the opportunities in the world to win that game. And you know, Podolak and I were talking last Saturday, leaving a soggy Beaver Stadium, that that fourth quarter was almost like watching the Wisconsin game again, self-inflicted wounds by the Hawkeyes at critical positions, and not just in that stretch drive, but a couple of critical turnovers. When defense and special teams had gotten you the lead and really played well for you, the offense just didn't hold up its end of the deal. And it's not because they're not good players. Nate Stanley just had a rough day. Mekhi Sargent was terrific. First and goal at the 3 late in the game. You got to score there. I mean, your guy just got you a pick 6. You get a 3-and-out or whatever it was. You got the ball right back. And what was disappointing last week was Iowa playing with essentially half a football field offensively for a good portion of the first half and a few drives in the second half, and just unable to do anything consistently. And when you're only going to get so many shots against Trace McSorley, he's going to make a play and ultimately beat you if you don't score when you have the chances. And so the end of this story is I look at a half a dozen plays this year, 3 maybe in Wisconsin, 3 in Penn State, we'd be looking at an 8-0 football team. And I think it's had a lot to do with that September home schedule. Yeah, 4 out of 5 on the road is not easy, but they won 2 of them. And now they get a chance to get a split. And I've said all along, if the Hawks could get a split here, either last week or this week, then they will control their own destiny with Northwestern coming to town next Saturday.
Hi, Gary Wolfgang. How are you, sir?
Good, Wolfgang. Nice to hear you.
Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Noah Fant seems to be the talk around here. Can you give me an exact amount of snaps that you would like to see him play to the number, actual number?
Well, if Noah Fant's the talk around your neighborhood, something's wrong, because T.J. Hockenson should be included in the same sentence. He grew up right down the road in Sheridan. I'm guessing there's a sizable amount of gloating about T.J., and rightfully so. I look at those two guys as one and the same, and no, I don't really have a snap count. I mean, he played a lot last year, 50, whatever it was, some catches. And they're pretty close in catches this year. I just think it's nothing that Noah Fant isn't doing. I think it's T.J. Hockenson is playing so well. He's having an all-Big Ten type year, even though he doesn't have the number of touchdown catches. Now, in crunch time, yeah, we'd all love to see Noah Fant on every snap, Wolfgang, but you got to remember there's 11 guys on the other side of the line of scrimmage who are thinking just like we are. And so that's why you saw a lot of double teams. You saw a lot of physical chucking at the line of scrimmage last week. That's why it's lethal to have a guy like T.J. Hockenson. And I will tell you, Nate Weeding is really coming on. He had a couple of unbelievable blocks last week. He was terrific on special teams. So Iowa's tight end wealth hasn't suffered over the years. They've always developed depth. They'll always play with 2 tights, at least as long as Kirk Ferentz is around. And they'll always use both tight ends. But, I mean, Noah Fant is as good as it gets. I mean, it's, you know, he's headed for an All-American year, as well he should. He's, you know, get a good look at him. You may not see him next year.
Big concern coming out of the game certainly was the play of Nate Stanley. Drove him down the field, but we know about the late interception. Finishes 18 of 49 throwing the football. The thumb injury, Dolph. He kept it underneath his hoodie, in the pocket of his hoodie, during the press conference on Tuesday. Of course, that leads to a lot of headlines in the papers and lots of conversations here. As you know Nate Stanley. You've seen him bounce back before. It does seem like maybe something rough's going on there. What do you expect to see this week out of Stanley coming back?
First of all, I can tell you Nate Stanley has he's a quiet kid, but he also has a quiet sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing there was a little play acting going on there Tuesday just to stir the pot a little bit, maybe send a signal to Purdue. There's no question the thumb is jammed. But last night on his call-in show, of which I host, as you guys know, Kirk said, and Kirk's never been one to fib publicly. Mm-hmm. If the kid's hurting and if he's not going to play, he'll tell you. And he said he threw the ball really well yesterday in practice. He threw the ball okay Monday, Tuesday, but he banged it off of Keegan Render's helmet in that second half. In the first half, he wasn't throwing the ball very well with a good thumb. Now, unless he hurt the thumb in practice last week and they're using the game as an out, I don't know. But he was missing receivers. He was really throwing everything low. And that typically is associated with an injury. I remember when Matt Sherman, the Hawks had number one undefeated Michigan on the ropes in Ann Arbor in 1998, the year Michigan won the national championship. And Tim Dwight went up and down the field on Michigan that day. And the Hawks lost that game 28-24. Sherman had Dwight open on a deep slant at the end of the game and threw it right into the dirt. And we found out after the game he had torn thumb ligaments. If you look at the replay, he's basically trying to throw a football with four fingers minus the thumb. That's hard to do. And so, yeah, that thumb is really important. But I think, you know, I tend to believe, Trent, it was more of a bad day on Nate's part. The ball was wet. No excuses, and he wouldn't make any. The ball was wet, and I think he just wasn't gripping it as well as he'd like to. The one to T.J. Hockenson that on fourth down where he was wide open and really missed him bad, missed him by 10 yards as he overflew him. That's just something that doesn't happen with Nate Stanley. Now, he's not perfect. Don't get me wrong. An 18 for 49 is not Nate Stanley. When you look at the entire body of work, he's still second in the Big Ten in touchdown passes. Not all those interceptions are on him, but I'm not making excuses for the guy. I think he had more of a bad day than anything that had to do with the thumb. And my impression is he's not only going to start, but he's planning to finish the game Saturday.
Yeah, Dolph, Stanley, what do you think his ceiling is? We can all agree that was, it was just not his best game, the overthrow. You just got to make that completion. There was nobody around Hockenson, who I absolutely love. Trent and I are absolute homers for that guy. But in your opinion, Dolph, what is Stanley's season? Do you see somewhere down the line, maybe next year, that he can literally be a first-round NFL draft pick? Do you see that in him?
I don't. Right now, I don't. He's... Oh, you mean next year? I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about this year. I think, depending on these last four games, his stock is rising. You know, people forget, Wolfgang, he's only started, this is his second year of playing. You know, he obviously would have benefited greatly from a redshirt year when he came to Iowa. But they when Jake Rudock left, there was nobody seasoned, or at least with ability and seasoning, behind C.J. Beathard, and they elected to bring Nate along on a fast track. So my point is he's played, 19, 20 football games as a big-time Big Ten college quarterback. He's got so much to learn, and by his own admittance, and I think last Saturday we saw a little bit of his continuing development. There's no question about his arm strength. There's no question about his size and his vision, but there is question about experience, at least enough experience. I've heard rumors or people talking, and that's social media for you, that he's ready to come out after this year. Well, in my opinion, he's not, but we'll see over the next four games. If the Hawks can win Saturday, they control their own destiny. If they win Saturday, I expect to see him in Indianapolis. I expect him to win against Northwestern and Illinois and Nebraska. And if they do that, I think they're going to be West Division champs.
Nice. I'll see you there, Dolph. I'm right there with you. I think Wisconsin has one, if not two more losses
still in them, not a vintage Badger team, and maybe a reason that September game still frustrates me just a little bit. Hey, Gary, before we get out of here, I do want to get your thoughts on basketball, but I did have one more on football, and a great story of Geno Stone, getting the pick six, getting Iowa back in that game, and giving them a shot against the Nittany Lions, a kid that I think I read he went to 7 football camps at Penn State, hoping to get that Nittany Lion offer, obviously never came, drove through a snowstorm to go on his official visit with his mom to the University of Iowa. Had to be a great moment for Geno Stone, even in a losing effort.
You know, it was a gotcha moment. Not only did he go to 7 camps, I think they were telling us he went to on 10 or 12 official or unofficial, but went to games.
Wow.
You know, made sure he was seen there. Mm-hmm. And he's a Pennsylvania kid. Obviously, if you grow up in the Keystone State, you're probably a Pitt Panther or a Penn State Nittany Lion. The fact that he wasn't even offered, I think, really has driven Geno, particularly when they play Penn State, and to get a pick six, and that's when I thought the Hawks are going to win the game, because you knew the defense was going to get the football back in reliable field position, and it did. And between Mekhi Sargent and Stanley and others, they drove it right down the field. That was the most heartbreaking about last week, as you're sitting there at first and goal at 3, and then just can't make a play for a variety of reasons. Inexperience, miscommunication, crowd noise, blame it on what you will. Nate Stanley he'll fall on the sword for that one. But that was most disappointing about last week. But Geno, he's an engaging kid. He said he felt delighted to come back to Pennsylvania and get that pick six. And he's going to play a lot of football this year and going forward. And hopefully he'll be a part of the championship team.
Yeah, Dolph, let's switch to basketball real quick. Love what I'm hearing out of Fran, big basketball guy. I mean, he is emphasizing defense like crazy, it sounds like. We've got a guy in practice that got a broken rib from taking a charge. Not that that's a good thing, but I like the emphasis on defense. Do you think that Iowa can turn it around like that from season to season? Because if they can, they've got something. They've got talent. I don't know if they have enough in the guard court. Overall, what's your opinion on that, Dolph?
Well, I agree with you to a certain extent. I think they can flip that 14-19 or whatever it was last year without question. You know, the difference between 5 wins and 5 more wins or 5 more losses is at the defensive end of the floor. And you know, I tell people, look, the interior defense for the Hawkeyes was not that bad last year. I mean, they were out rebounding people, they're blocking shots. Now, they gave up too many second shot opportunities. But on balance, they played pretty good interior defense. And why? Well, they got all that size. Luka Garza, you know, Tyler Cook, Cordell Pemsel, Ryan Kreener, he may be an X factor this year. He has really come on this spring and summer once he got over that double concussion streak that he had. Look for Ryan Kreener to have a huge year and big-time involvement. That just gives him more depth to go with the leader, Nicholas Bear, back there. And to your point on the guard court, you know, Jordan's going to have to play the majority of point minutes, but Connor McCaffrey, they scrimmaged Missouri last week, and Connor McCaffrey had a really good scrimmage. Luka Garza, I mean, he's, what, 5 weeks removed from a 9-pound cyst taken out of his belly, and he led him in rebounding. So that tells you how tough that kid is from D.C. So I think the toughness is there. You know, they've restructured their bodies. You know, Cordell is still 6'8", 240. But you wouldn't know it looking at him. He's repositioned that body weight. They changed their whole diet, their weightlifting. Fran's always been a run and shoot and run and score guy. And that's not going to change. So therefore, you know, he's never liked a big chiseled basketball team. Wants him big. He wants him to run. But he's learned a valuable lesson that you got to be stronger at the end of games. You know, Iowa's issue, fellows, as you know, you watch the same games I did, was stopping the ball once it came across the timeline. And that's due in part and parcel to all the great point guards that are at Purdue, at Indiana, at Michigan, at Ohio State, at Michigan State. I know I'm leaving Wisconsin. I'm leaving somebody out. There are so many good point guards in this league that it's hard for 40 minutes. But I think they've got it figured out in terms of style and Fran in spacing his minutes with whether it's now Wieskamp, is certainly going to play and play a lot, and he'll be playing a lot of guard defense to help Jordan, to help Isaiah Moss, to help out Connor McCaffrey. I think Connor McCaffrey is sneaky good defensively. He's a great passer. He doesn't turn the ball over, and I think that'll be a big help. So your answer is yes, they'll be better on the perimeter. And The thing with me is if that defense is 7 or 8 points better, they're still going to score points. Last year, the three teams that led the Big Ten, 1, 2, or 3, changing positions throughout the year, that scored the most points on average were Purdue, Michigan State, and Iowa. Anywhere from 83 to 86 points. Well, how did Purdue and Michigan State do? They did pretty good. They got the postseason again, and it lies with the defense. And I expect Iowa to be there with those two and others from the league. Now that they're playing 20 league games, let's not lose sight of that. That RPI is going to get fatter in a hurry, and hopefully the defense is there to go along with them.
Good stuff. Hey, Dolph, as always, appreciate the time. We ran out of it, or I was going to ask for a complete breakdown of the exhibition game with Guilford. I know you got that roster down pat, right?
You know what? I just remembered this morning we played Guilford on Sunday. I'm in such football mode, but, we'll get back Saturday night, and I'll worry about Guilford. If it doesn't count in the win-loss column, I don't get real fired up, guys. But come on out and watch the Hawks. They're worth the price of admission alone on Sunday. I'm just glad you didn't ask me to preview the Big Ten field hockey tournament this weekend. I thought that's where you're going next.
Well, if we had more time, Dolph, but we'll let you off.
Yeah, maybe another day.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Gary.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Dolph.
You bet, guys. See you later.
Gary Dolphin, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Always a fun conversation.
Nice man. Nice man. Used to come on with the Saturday show.
Yeah.
You know, I got a special place in my heart for guys that'll get out when I was on from 7 to 9, for God's sakes. And he'd get up. Are you serious? I text him. He's like, sure, I could do it. I'm like, there's part of me that never even wanted to text him, but he knows his stuff. He knows his Hawkeyes. He's passionate about it. Not a big field hockey, sounds like.
No. Field hockey not at the forefront of things. Well, we're going to go for the Hawkeyes next to the Cyclones. John Walters, he's up next as we continue on The Drive, 1700 The Champ.
Wake up with the all-new morning show on 1700 The Champ. Taz and the Moose every weekday morning from 5 to 8. Real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 The Champ with Central Iowa's most accurate forecast from Local 5.
For tonight, it'll be mainly cloudy with a few isolated rain showers out west, a low near 41. Friday will be mainly cloudy with isolated rain showers in the morning and then again in the evening with a high near 53. I'm Local 5 meteorologist Brandon Lawrence.
This report is sponsored by Ace. It's the Ace 20% off bag sale. Save 20% on almost anything that fits inside the bag. With big savings on gifts from the best brands, getting ready for the holidays has never been easier. This Saturday and Sunday only at Ace. For Ace Rewards members only, see participating stores for details.
Does overpaying for something make sense? We don't think it does at Charterhouse Real Estate. That is why we have completely changed the commission structure at our real estate firm from what you are used to hearing about. Gone are the days of 6 or 7% to sell your home. We charge $24.95 plus 3%. Don't worry if that sounds a bit odd. Just know that on average, our sellers save thousands in real estate commission when they sell their home with us. The best part is our sellers still get full service, including social media marketing, their home on the MLS, a dedicated agent, and much more. Head to charterhouseiowa.com and use our calculator there to see what your savings could be. We are Charterhouse Real Estate, and we are changing the way you think about selling your home.
Charterhouse Real Estate is a team office under Space Simply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The holidays are right around the corner. Luckily, so is Ace. So hurry in for our 20% off bag sale. Ace Rewards members get 20% off almost anything that fits inside the bag. Not an Ace Rewards member? Sign up is free and easy at your local Ace. Kick off your holiday shopping this weekend with big savings on quality gifts from the best brands. Don't miss the 20% off bag sale this Saturday and Sunday only at Ace. Offer valid at participating stores only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everyone is a champion in their own way, but aches and pains can make you want to give up on your training or workouts. Instead of relying on pain medication to power through, stay active with help from Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy. They give you a personal touch to work towards your own wellness goals. With athletic recovery programs to outpatient orthopedic therapy, Angela Spencer PT of Champions Recovery Room will get you feeling your best. Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy, 3030 100th Street in Urbandale, and online at championsrecoveryroom.com.
At Pie 5 Pizza Company in Ankeny, you have endless possibilities. Come on in and build your own specialized pizza for lunch or dinner any day of the week. Customize your very own pizza from the dough to the fresh unlimited toppings. Choose from personal pizza or from their new 14-inch pizza. They now even have sandwiches, salads, wings, and a variety of desserts. Pie 5 Pizza is the only place in the metro with so many choices and the only place who serves cauliflower crust in the metro and offers a great community atmosphere for all to enjoy. Like I said, there's endless possibilities here to satisfy your hunger and guarantee a great time. Download the Pie 5 app or order online at pie5pizza.com. Stop in today, 1315 Southwest Oral Labor Road in Ankeny. Pie 5 Pizza, craft pizza so fresh, so fast. Pie 5 is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Pie 5 gift certificates for only $25. There's a limited number and they're sure to go fast, so get yours Friday morning at 9 a.m. at this station's website.
Are you interested in starting a new franchise? You can find a lawyer right here in the state of Iowa to help with your franchise law needs. Rushnigan with Brick Gentry Law PC provides law services for those involved in starting a new franchise. Find more information online at rushonbusiness.com, where Rushnigan can assist you in buying or starting a new franchise. A presenting sponsor of the 2018 high school football season on 1700 KBGG. Brick Gentry Law PC and Rushnigan.
Build your business. At Signorama of Urbandale, we offer customized solutions for signs, branding, marketing, and advertising. We have a full range of custom sign and graphic services to meet your needs, build your brand, and create your image. Look around and you'll see how Andy Woodley and his staff help businesses enhance visibility and get noticed. Let us work with you to understand your unique marketing goals and help you reach them. Signorama of Urbandale, the way to grow your business. 3368 100th Street in Urbandale and online at signorama.com/IA-Urbandale.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
The Drive with Wolfgang and Trent Condon. Real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700, The Champ.
Oh, Wolfgang, always good being able to talk with Gary Dolphin. We got the voice on the other side, Iowa State's John Walters, and as we welcome in John, Gary was throwing a little shade your way, John Walters, saying that you're going to take up all the airtime. He's talking about how Iowa State's terrible. Now, he didn't really say that, but what do you got to throw back Dolph's way now, JW?
Well, let me tell you, you had the Ricky Henderson leadoff hitter right there in that role, and I'm just the number two hitter. My only job is to hit the ball to the right side and just move the runner over and go back to the dugout. So that's what I'm here for, guys, and happy to fill that role.
No, you're much more than that, no doubt, John, and we're glad to have you here. You got a road trip on deck and a trip to Kansas. Kansas football has been bad for a while now. I mean, it feels like eons ago, the Orange Bowl year with Mangino and company and what they were able to accomplish. They've won a game, though, and this is incredible. It was the first time since 2009 that they won a game in the month of October. Unthinkable. 38 straight losses in the month of October after they beat TCU. John, it feels at least different than same old Kansas that we've seen for seemingly the last decade.
No, I agree with that, and I think they've had an influx of talent with transfers from four-year schools and junior colleges that are all over their starting lineup if you look at it. And then on top of that, I think they were behind only Michigan State as far as the university with the most returning, experience returning from a year ago. So they were playing a lot of young guys last year, and they paid a price for it. They were awful last year. There's no doubt about that. 1-11, only win was over Southeast Missouri State. They were not a good football team last year, but I don't think they're a bad football team this year. You know, I think you go on the road, you beat Central Michigan by 24, you beat a Big Ten team, not a great Big Ten team, obviously, but you beat a Big Ten team by 41 points. That gets everybody's attention when they beat Rutgers the way they did. And then, you know, to come back and beat TCU was very impressive last week. So they've managed to flip the script on turnover margin. It's complete opposite of what it was a year ago. And when you're trying to flip a program, that's a pretty good starting point, and that's where they've been able to make the most progress.
Yeah, we're with Gary Dolphin, who, excuse me, not Gary Dolphin, John Walters, who Gary Dolphin said hates America and pizza. Is that true, John?
I do, yeah. Everything that Dolph ever says is 100% accurate.
Can I ask you about, and I'm a groupie of this kid, absolutely love him, and maybe you're probably disagree with me here, but I think Montgomery is actually underrated by the people around here and Iowa State's fan base. I think the guy is that good. You probably disagree with me. I just love the dude.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I think he's tremendous. And, you know, if you look at his yardage last week, it was 125 yards. It was hard fought, hard-earned yards. 33 carries, I think, might even be a career high for him. I know it was a season high. And really in the last 3 weeks, as Iowa State's won those three games against good opponents, each week their number of carries has increased, and David wasn't available for the first of those wins against Oklahoma State. But I think you're seeing hand-in-hand with Brock Purdy the fact that Iowa State's really committed to the run game right now, and Coach Campbell was very stubborn about it last week against Texas Tech, a season-high 51 carries as a team, and they want to establish that run game and try to wear opponents down and keep the play action a legitimate threat and the run-pass option. And I think David being back and healthy now, I think the biggest thing for him, he took that game off against Oklahoma State, came back, played against West Virginia, then had a bye week as a team the next week. So over a three-week stretch, he played one football game. And I think it allowed him to get really healthy again, where you look at the second half of the season and what his potential is to have a big second half. The offensive line's improving every week. Brock Purdy has certainly opened some things up for David in the run game. And all of a sudden you say to yourself, hey, he's the leading rusher in the Big 12 right now, and he could have a much bigger second half than first half. And so I think the sky's kind of the limit right now for what David can do with the rest of the season. But he doesn't care about any of the stats. He just wants to win football games. The good thing is that's happening too.
John, concern coming out of the game, as good as the offense and the running game got going, offensive line looks to be making strides here. Special teams a concern again, going back to West Virginia, you know, the blocked field goal that they had, a blocked punt in this one. It's something that certainly needs to be dialed in if they're going to make a special run here in the month of November. What has Coach Campbell talked about special teams, and could it be a possibility where maybe that kicking job goes back to an open competition?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen in the immediate future. I think Connor Asali got off to a tremendous start this season and then missed a couple kicks, and probably was performing at a pretty high level that was impossible to keep up that pace. But I think they have a lot of confidence in him. They feel good about some of the special teams units. I think their kick return unit's been really, really good. Their punt return unit's been good. Their coverage units have been decent, but yeah, just the little stuff, the blocked kicks, the blocked punt, absolutely, they have to get that stuff cleaned up because, I mean, if you're going to be a legitimate contender in the Big 12 to go to the championship game, you can't keep flirting with relying on your defense entirely to bail you out when you're giving up these non-offensive touchdowns. And there have been way too many of them lately. When you look at the scoring average for Iowa State defensively, it'd be a lot better if they weren't giving up these non-offensive touchdowns. So the defense has been there to bail them out. And I guess the real positive in it all is when those things happened in the past, I think you tended to see a team that wasn't able to respond correctly to it. This team hasn't blinked when something awful has happened, like a block punt returned for a touchdown or a block kick returned for a touchdown. They've shrugged it off, continue to play, and won those football games. Now, do they want to keep getting in that habit? I don't think so. And they've also fallen behind 7-0 in each of their four wins. I think that's a trend you'd like to see change as well. But, you know, it does have to get cleaned up. There's no question about it. I think a lot of it's probably correctable, and they need to get it corrected soon because at some point it's going to cost you a football game if it keeps happening.
Yeah, we're with John Walters. John, watching Purdy, did you see him in practice? Did you know he had something? I said after the first game to Trent, there's something about him. I don't know, the way he walks, the way he talks. There's just certain guys you look at and you go, all right, yep, he's got it. Did you see that in practice? Was it after the first game or second game? Or when did you actually see that out of Purdy, John?
I think you nailed the key word, which is it. He has the it factor. You're exactly right, where you watch him and he's got this confidence about him. And I did notice it in practice early on, but, you know, you don't know to what extent. And the coaches obviously have a deeper grasp of it than I do. But, you know, Coach Campbell told me, even going into the Oklahoma game, that Brock Purdy's going to be playing this year, and he's going to be playing a significant role at some point. And sure enough, he has done exactly that. I continue to be amazed with his poise back there and just his you can't get him shaken, you know. I mean, he makes a mistake now and then. He doesn't let it get to him. He continues to play. He's got a lot of confidence in who he is. I don't know if I'd want to call it swagger with him, because I think he's a pretty humble kid, but he does carry himself like a guy who expects to win. And, you know, accurate arm, good decision maker, an ability to run, a toughness about him that he doesn't mind running and getting hit. He's perfectly okay with that. Now, that's something that I think you'll see him slide more and more as time goes on. But because the coaches will request that. But he's a tough character, and I think he's brought a lot of intangible elements to that huddle that have really helped Iowa State offensively. You know, three games with him playing, they're averaging better than 39 points a game. So you match that up with the Big 12's best defense statistically, and you've got something.
John, before we let you run, let's talk some basketball here, as next week Iowa State will begin the campaign. Alabama State next Tuesday, Missouri after that on Friday night, and then, of course, getting ready for Maui right around the corner. Zoran Talley back. He's going to be wearing the old protective face guard after the broken nose. We know Lard's going to be out for a little bit, but your takeaway, hearing, talking to the coaches, expectations at least early on with, sounds like a kind of banged-up team.
Yeah, a little bit banged up. Solomon Young out for a while, you know, and you mentioned the other two guys. Zoran Talley, I thought that was just his Halloween costume, but apparently he will be wearing the mask the opener on Tuesday. But, I mean, you know, they have the depth this year that they can absorb a little bit of that, much more so than they did a year ago. And I think Coach Prohm even said today that they're ahead of where they were this time a year ago, pretty far ahead. Not that they're a finished product by any stretch. They've got a long way to go. They're still very young, but he feels like they're light years ahead of where they were at this time 1 year ago, which makes sense. You had Solomon Young and his 12 starts returning last year, and that was it as far as starting experience at the Division I level. And this year's team has a lot more experience, a lot more depth. Taylen Horton-Tucker, I think, is going to be a very exciting player as a true freshman. I think fans are really going to like Tyrese Halliburton. I think he can really shoot the basketball and do some great things that are going to be valuable to this team, and he's a good leadership guy, kind of out of the Naz Mitru Long kind of mold. And so I think there's some real positives right now. Mariel Shayok is a guy that is going to be a leader instantly on this basketball team. There's some signs pointing in the right direction. They did go get beat by Wisconsin, you know, and so they've got a win and a loss in their two closed-door scrimmages, but I think those games are very valuable to kind of figure out who you are and kind of correct some things before you get going for real. And you mentioned it; you don't ease into it. I mean, you play Alabama State on Tuesday, and then, man, here you go. Missouri and Arizona's not far away, and Gonzaga or somebody else very good out of Maui. That feels as good as any I've ever seen. So it's going to be a real test here early in the season to see how good this team is.
Going to be a lot of fun and double dip duty for John Walters. John, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure, guys. I was glad to move the runner over.
You did it well. You knocked it out of the park. That's what you really did.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John Walters, joining us here. Wolfgang, I got some tickets to give away. The Iowa Wolves, tomorrow night, home opener. I got a couple pairs of tickets to give away right now. 264-1700, the phone number. 515-264-1700. We'll get two winners. You looking to go to the Iowa Wolves home opener tomorrow night? We got you covered. Again, 515-264-1700. Giving away Wolves tickets. And we're coming back with the 5 o'clock hour next on The Drive.
Every Chiefs football game right here.
Terminate this football game.
The Chiefs radio network lives on 1700.
Oh, let's go, champ!
The champ.
It's green, moron.
Come on, move it, you clowns.
1700, the champ. Right now, traffic.
Right now, we are running with accident-free conditions. No big issues or delays to report on. Things are looking pretty good out there in the metro. Drive safe, Des Moines, and have a great evening.
This report is sponsored by Ace. It's the Ace 20% off bag sale. Save 20% on almost anything that fits inside the bag. With big savings on gifts from the best brands, getting ready for the holidays has never been easier. This Saturday and Sunday only at Ace. For Ace Rewards members only, see participating stores for details.
Did you know that a well-insulated garage door can keep your garage warmer in the winter? At Advanced Door Systems of Ankeny, we can help you find the garage door that not only has a high R value, but looks great also. Visit our website, ads-doors.com. That's ads-doors.com to learn more about garage door options and styles available from Rainer and CHI. Then contact us for a free quote. Advanced Door Systems, the right door, the right way.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a SuperStart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The pack is back and the countdown is on to catch the Iowa Wolves for opening weekend at Wells Fargo Arena. Friday, November 2nd, happy hour and magnet schedule giveaway. Saturday, November 3rd, $2 beer and a t-shirt giveaway to the first 1,000 fans. Iowa Wolves, one pack, all in. Visit iawolves.com for tickets and season promotions.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins. For big games. For titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors? These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
This weekend on 1700 The Champ. Thursday night football kicks off the week.